We come from the dreaming. We come from the beginning of time, from the water spirit, which gave us life, the creator, which gave us everything. We are only here because of that. And we are here surviving on this planet, on this continent now, because we are Aboriginal people connected to that land. Once that land's gone, once it's destroyed, there's nothing. We'll cease to exist. 18 months ago, our people came together and said no to mining giant Adani. They want to dig up the Carmichael, the biggest coal mine in Australian history, on our country. We told them, we'll not let them take away our rights and destroy our land. We'll take their shut-up money and go home. They didn't listen. So in March 2015, we launched our public campaign to defend our traditional homelands from Adani's destruction.
Our people have organised, we've rallied, we've joined together to let the world know about the fight that we have here in Australia and in Queensland, and the tremendous task that it is to take on a mining company when we know that the legislation in this country is stacked against us.
We took our fight to the community, to the media, to the parliament. We alerted the UN to the trampling of our rights. Over 100,000 people stood with us. Our supporters helped us to travel to the boardrooms of the world's biggest banks so we could get the message to them in person that we do not consent to this devastating mine and that it's bad investment and that they should not fund it. Many banks ruled out supporting Adani.
We met with Standard Chartered. They came out and said publicly they will no longer be funding Adani or any part of the Carmichael.
We also met with First Nations people who share our struggle. They now stand strong with us.
We know the disastrous effects the release of this carbon from the Carmichael mine would have on a global scale.
In the federal court, we exposed Adani's lies about jobs and benefits and their disregard for us as people and for the things we hold sacred and dear. We showed how the Native Title Tribunal was duped by these lies and ran roughshod over our rights. But Adani are relentless bullies and are supported by the Queensland and federal governments. Today, they are still pushing to go ahead and destroy our homelands with their coal mine.
They will stop our dreaming. Where will the song go? What will the song be? There'll be nothing left.
We're showing up, we're stepping up, we're taking on the fight. The last 18 months has been the biggest fight of our lives.
We are still here, and no still means no. Now is the time for us to stand stronger than ever, to step up to the fight.
We're protecting Wangan and Jagalinga country from irreversible destruction, from complete devastation. We will continue to fight against the Adani Carmichael mine.
Let's stay strong so that Adani and our governments finally understand when we say no, we mean no.